it's something we're always cognizant of with theft in rural areas. Like, the theft in rural areas are normally a huge loss, because they're normally, they could be a tractor, they could be a machine, they could be a car trailer. The last time we were on the canvas, there was a Jeep taken. So the price, the cost of this stuff is huge. I'm actually here in a farmyard at the minute, and when you look around and you see, like, there's a Jeep here, there's a kettle box, there's a tractor, there's a vacuum tank, there's a spreader, and all that stuff. And I suppose if you put all that into a monetary value, there could be 150 to 200,000 euros worth of machinery and vehicles lying around the place. And I suppose we have to be more cognizant of going forward of this, of the theft of these. I see lately now, since this was highlighted when the tractor was taken, video footage was starting to be sent all over the place. People had CCTV, some people had dash cams and stuff like that. But I suppose this was a good news story as regards this tractor being, I suppose, found and got back. Let's hope there's a prosecution. And I suppose this is one of the positive sides of social media, that was able to maybe help the Garda Síochána, but the Garda Síochána has huge involvement as well, because they produced the CCTV the first day. I suppose they went to locations where there is CCTV, and the pub in Kilmory has the CCTV, which was able to be picked up, and I suppose it was able to be put out there. And as Carnan's people shared it and forwarded it on, people remembered, oh, I saw this here, I saw it there, I met it on the dual carriageway, I saw it going towards X, Y, and Z. And I suppose eventually he ended up in Wexford, I suppose down in New Ross in Wexford, and I presume there's only one destination for that tractor, and that was to swim. So it was going to be on a boat and gone out here. So it was lucky that but this is happening all the time, unfortunately.
And I suppose, as you've explained there, Alan, I mean, items like that, and particularly farm vehicles and machinery, that they're worth a lot of money. So it's no surprise they're targeting those particular items. I suppose the bigger the piece of equipment that they're trying to steal or stealing, the harder it is perhaps to get away with it. But while in this incident the tractor was recovered, I'm sure there's some pieces of farm equipment that have managed to make it onto that boat across the Irish Sea or just disappear.
Absolutely, yeah. And I often wonder, Alan, machinery of this cost, and like that tractor was what, I think it was a 141. That tractor, which is 10 years old, but that tractor could be still 60, 70 grand worth of an item between the loader and the hand on the back or whatever, you know. And sometimes I often wonder, how come stuff like that isn't being tracked nowadays? How come there isn't a tracker put into these kind of items in the help to be able to be found? But it does happen all the time. You see, like, people can drive into the yard, they can hook onto a trailer, and they'll be gone within seconds. No, I suppose something I've always noticed over, especially this time now when we're back in the canvas trail again, there is a lot of places now that do have automated gates. And that's fair enough to basically lock it up. But then when you get to a house, sometimes the people wouldn't even know that you're outside, because houses nowadays are, I suppose, they're better insulated, there's better windows, you know, and only for a dog maybe barking or something like that, you could be outside and they say, oh, I didn't even know you were there, I didn't even hear you come in, you know. So that's how tight-proof or how soundproof houses have got. But as regards the bigger machinery, I feel there's something that needs to be tracked there all the time, and just to keep an eye on, because stuff does go missing all the time. I'd say this was an instance where just so happened to be lucky enough, I feel that we're lucky enough to be able to track it. And because, like, if you look at the whole running of what happened, the tractor was taken at 4 o'clock in the morning. It didn't pass through Kilmory until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So there's a 12-hour lapse there. And looking at the pictures and stuff like that, I see that the back wheel of the tractor was flat. And I say, if that wheel didn't go down, that tractor would have been gone by the time we have got up in Kilmory that day. I think just the fact that the wheel went down, that it must have slowed the process of them taking it. And it never looked to be tied down or anything. There didn't look to be any chains, any straps. Very peculiar. This is someone who would pick up a tractor in Kinvara and go to no rust was without even putting a chain or a strap in it. So listen, but it's a good news story, I suppose. This is one of those positive things that have come from social media, because sometimes social media can go the wrong way, but it was looking up to this way, and it just, I suppose, it followed the sequence. I even got a text message from someone down in Wexford to a scene going through the Horse and Hound near Wexford Town or something like that or whatever. So it's a good news story, but sometimes catching this stuff unfortunately can be few and far between, and hopefully it's a prosecution, because that is what we do need here, because
it's got to be a deterrent to stop others from who are maybe thinking about doing something similar. But for in those incidents where the culprits do get away with it, I can only imagine the impact it has on a local community, or particularly a local farmer who, as you say, Alan, you know, a 10-year-old second-hand tractor still could cost around 60, 70 grand. It's not as if every farmer can just reach into their pocket and find a spare 60, 70 grand to go off and replace their tractor with another one. I would imagine it's a huge impact on them.
It's a massive impact, Joe. It's a huge, and it's obviously then for the people that have probably buy the machinery as well, and maybe are not even sure that it's stolen or whatever. So I suppose maybe the identification marks, we need to maybe, I know some people do get their trailers and stuff like that marked, but I'd encourage everyone to get the Garda identification mark at least straight away, because I was a victim of that at one stage too. It was a trailer, and it was ended up that was taken a couple of years earlier, and it's very misfortunate, and it's a big trail. Who had it before that just passed down along? It seems to move from post to pillar, moves around. Oh, I was only picking it up for someone and dropping it here, and you know, all these, and it's sometimes to the minefield. It's actually trace it back to where it ends up, because I remember, Alan, I was working on the bypass in Innes at the time, and above the clearing we came in one Monday morning, and there was a 14 ton track machine, which is a pretty big, it's 14 ton like, and a dumper, a 10 ton dumper, and Monday morning the two of them were gone. And just by pure chance, about 5 months later, the guy that I worked for, he got a phone call, and they were found below in Kerry, in a big wooded area. So obviously they were taken, hidden, left there, probably left in probably no man's land until the dust settles. But just looking up, that some guy went out for a walk one Sunday morning with his dog, went into a wooded area, and he spotted the machines inside and rang the Gardaí, and looking up to get them back. But sometimes that doesn't happen anymore, you know, they're dismantled, they're shipped out of the country, and then put back together again, and then sold on, you know. So, but it's something that we need to be very cognizant of. Mm. We're always fearful of farmers, because sometimes like they're busy people, and sometimes they forget the value of the machinery or what they have. And I often see a Jeep at the side of the road and the keys could be stuck in it. That's fine, but some opportunists could just so happen to pass and jump in, and they're gone with it. And I see that with trailers. A lot of trailers go missing as well, because they're easy. You can hook onto them and be gone with them. And there's all kinds of locking mechanisms, but obviously the theft has come around ways of bypassing that kind of stuff as well. And it's just misfortune. But it is a huge, huge, huge cost burden on the people. And it's demoralising too, because to think that someone was in around your yard, or in around your house, or in around your property late at night, trying to take what you worked hard for to build up, you know?
Yeah, and look, even, you know, it's bad enough they steal items from you, but, you know, you'd worry that if they got in and out without you knowing, you'd be fearful for your personal safety. And I know, Alan, like, even in Garda Focus, we'd hear quite often of instance Garda mentioning farm equipment and machinery that has been stolen. But how much of an issue is, you know, another issue we've discussed on the show, which is the Garda presence in rural parts of Clare, and people from those areas feeling that there could be more of a Garda presence. Is that not helping in terms of any potential increase in organised rural theft?
Yeah, I suppose CCTV, I think, is the way forward, because like the guards can't be at every corner and every junction all the time or whatever, you know. And I suppose the onus is on ourselves as well to mind what we have, and look after for the best way possible. I suppose I do feel that I was surprised now when I posted that video, because the guy that was said the the fellow's tractor that was taken knew his neighbour next door. Oh, he says, I know the man that had that pub one time. I send it out to him. Do you know what I mean? You know, and that's how it kind of took off. Like, he just connected me with Kilmory and having the pub and they sent the stuff off. But, like, I was surprised the amount of stuff that actually flooded into my fields or into my, through Messenger or through WhatsApp or whatever, of different people that got onto their own CCTV and were able to track it along the road, you know. So it is... I suppose it is the way forward, maybe, is the CCTV. I know myself, at the minute, even when we're knocking on doors, you press the doorbell now, and even the doorbell has a built-in camera. And sometimes I think you can actually leave a message as well if you want to. You know, so I suppose that is the way forward. But we just need to be a little bit more sharper in the way we might look after our machinery or look after what we own. Because I've often gone pulled into someone's house with the oil truck, maybe 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening, we say doing a call on the way home or whatever, and I could be outside 15 minutes, the truck could be running, the lights could be on it, and they come out and say, geez, I didn't even know you were here. I never heard you. You know, so I could see the afterwards how stuff could be taken with even people being at home and not realising that it's gone, like, you know. So that's something that we just need to be cognizant of, because, as I said, houses are probably, they're probably soundproof now nearly at this stage, you know, and if people are at home in the evening time, they wouldn't hear it. But, like, I remember the older generation was always around our rural roads and stuff like that, and every car they passed, they knew it inside out, and they knew who it was, and they were better than any CCTV. But we don't have those kind of people around anymore in our local areas. And I suppose it has to be. I think that stuff should be tracked, I think, in fairness. Big machinery like that, because it takes a big lorry or a big low load or a big Arctic trailer to take that stuff away. That stuff should be easy to track, because they're not expensive either, tracking devices. And identification marks as well would be a bit of a help. But
Is it a combination of that, Alan, also, you know, obviously informing the guards if something is taken, but also, as you said, with this incident that kick-started this discussion, it's almost like neighbourhood or community watch on social media. If you have CCTV footage or anything like that, share it and share it wide and far, and hopefully the word spreads along the grapevine and people can join the dots and help track it and get it back.
Exactly, Alan. But I think the major help to this one was, as I said earlier, it was gone at 4 a.m. and didn't pass through Kilmory until 4 p.m. You know, so there was 12 hours there of a window where the Garda Síochána maybe could have, okay, let's go and see where could have it possibly gone to, a scene coming into parts of Knocklear. But normally, if something was gone at 4 a.m. in the morning to be in Wexford before we'd even get up. But this didn't happen on this occasion. I feel the reason why was the back wheel went flat in it. And I suppose that was the saving grace of getting that tractor back. But the most important part here is we need a conviction out of this. The people that have done this need to be caught. They need to be stamped out. They need to go to jail. They need to, because there should be zero tolerance in this. But wait and you see when they go through that whole lot, they'll find it very, very hard to get a conviction, unfortunately, because they'll be passed from post to pillar. And I was paid to do a job, and I don't know who owns it, and next year it's going around and around and around. And I delighted for the men, for the Mr. Fahim that owns the tractor, to get his machinery, to get his tractor back, and delighted to get it back. But I'd be just fearful that getting a conviction here could be very, very, could be impossible, to be honest about it.